The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You know how we start the show off. First talk back of the day. Let's do it.
Happy Friday, JV Show. This is Natalie from Sacramento. Wait, it's not. Oh, that's right. It's Tuesday. But I love that it sounds like maybe, perhaps, you guys get tomorrow off. I definitely have to go to work tomorrow, and Wednesday before Thanksgiving is like the craziest traffic of the year. So, yes, super happy for you guys, but happy Tuesday for the rest of us.
Hey, we didn't say that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's we did not say
take
that.
A day, because when we take a day off,
you
everyone
said
gets
it
so mad.
It feels like Friday, not like it is.
Everyone else is off today, and they're not listening on their off day.
Right.
So I should be mad at them, but
I'm not.
Really.
Like, so whatever. You shouldn't be mad either.
Yeah.
If we were off, right? We didn't say that.
But
we didn't even say that.
No. I don't know why you would think
I
that.
I know.
Just said today feels like a Friday. That's all we said.
It just feels like it.
Just Friday vibes.
That's all. It could be Sunday feeling like a Friday.
Yeah, get off my case about it.
Man.
Yeah.
We forgot to mention yesterday that Mercury is in retrograde.
Oh, my
God. Doesn't that explain so much?
Everything.
I know.
It explains everything.
My email was not working at all yesterday morning.
Well, that's because there was a Microsoft Teams outage.
And why?
Because of Mercury in retrograde. Yep. I also
because of like a computer virus or something.
I also knew
update.
It was getting close over the weekend. Because you guys know I get really clumsy.
What did you draw?
Out of the blue, she gets really clumsy.
I literally spilled two drinks a day. Like, on Friday, knocked over my Celsius, half of it gone. I get home, knock it over again, the rest of it gone. No Celsius.
How
planetary
did that
alignment,
not?
Alignment, obviously.
I know. And next day, knocked over my Celsius again because I have one on the weekends.
Yeah.
And then that night, knocked over my wine. Like, for no reason.
I'm sensing a trend here. Yeah. Celsius and wine spilling everywhere. Your carpet at home
very
must be
sticky.
Destroyed.
It was very sticky.
Yeah. And you mean to tell me that, like, since, you know, the last couple months or however long it's been since Mercury's in retrograde, you haven't spilled a single thing?
No, I don't just knock over drinks every day.
Sure.
I don't.
Wow. I'm glad you reminded me. I'm going to be more cautious.
Yes, so everyone just be very mindful.
Yeah, be more mindful so you know what to blame your clumsiness on.
Yes.
When this happens.
Whatever.
At least you have an explanation
now. True.
Yeah, it helps.
Grandpa's not a believer.
No, it's an optical illusion.
You don't believe it till it happens to you.
Wait, Graham, we have to talk about this picture that you posted to JB Morning Show.
Okay, so I was at my parents' house over this past weekend. We did my family's Thanksgiving on Saturday, and my parents have a bunch of family photos in the hallway of their house, and this picture caught my eye because I was like, has anyone ever noticed before that in my brother's family photo that's printed up, you know, this big picture, it's printed in black and white, and it's a really cute picture that they took. Has anyone noticed that Bigfoot is in the background of this picture? So I took a picture of this, and you can see it on our story, JV Morning Show. If you can tell me that is not Bigfoot background.
It is.
And look, they live in Chico, so that's Bigfoot territory out there. And that is Bigfoot walking in the background of their picture.
Every video that we have ever seen of Bigfoot, there's a certain walk. There's a certain texture of like its fur.
Yep.
This is it in your brother's family photo. And he never noticed Bigfoot was in the background?
I brought this up to him. I was like, have you guys seen this? And he said, let me go look at he's like, I don't know what that is. And I was like, it's Bigfoot. He said, let me go look at the original pictures. My parents had them printed out in black and white. They've got a bunch of these portraits in black and white in their hall. But he's like, let me go look at the color version of this picture. And he brought that up on his phone. It's Bigfoot.
It's still Bigfoot.
It's still Bigfoot.
There's no
way.
It's
brown. It's Bigfoot.
It's walking. It has a certain walk.
And it's mildly blurry. When there's one thing we know of Bigfoot, he is always blurry.
So camera shy, that guy.
Yes, he's always blurry and moving.
He loves filters.
And he's always moving across the screen.
Yeah.
He's never running towards it or away from it. It's always across.
This is Bigfoot.
And there's Bigfoot running
so
behind
now
my brother's family.
So you don't believe Graham, right?
Well, this is definitive evidence. Right. You can't
argue
with this.
You believe in Bigfoot, but not Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah, make it make sense.
Because this is actual photographic evidence of Bigfoot. It proved to me that Mercury in retrograde actually affects things. You have yet to prove that.
My email was not working.
I knocked over my Celsius, but more proof do you need.
Yours wasn't working either, see?
Actually, mine worked pretty good yesterday, despite the outage. Anyways, go take a look at Bigfoot. If you would like to weigh in on what you think that is, because I don't know what else it could be. Like, what else is that?
Yeah,
that's Bigfoot.
That's all it is. JV Morning Show. It's on our story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So Eric and Lyle Menendez will not be home for the holidays. As you know, they're both serving life sentences for killing their parents. People are demanding a resentencing or at least a retrial. Yesterday, the judge heard statements from two of their aunts and said he needed time for him and the newly elected DA to review the case. So their hearing has been moved from December 11th to January 30th.
I don't know if that new DA is fully bought in on this
or not. I don't think he is.
The Warriors were at home at Chase Center last night, taking on a very shorthanded Brooklyn Nets team who were also playing the second game of a back-to-back. So they were tired and shorthanded. So that should have been no problem for the Warriors, right?
Right.
Nope. The Warriors led most of the game by as many as 18 points, but they then let the Nets come storming back for a 128-120 win. The Warriors have now dropped back-to-back games for, I think, the first time all this season. They're now 12-5 and in second place in the Western Conference.
Some light showers are lingering on for the North Bay, but mostly clear skies are expected for today. 50s to 60s for daytime highs and mostly sunny for the rest of the week, which is great for those that are traveling for Thanksgiving.
Are you sure? Not a drop of rain in San Jose today?
Carry your umbrella today.
It's still lingering on for today, but mostly sunny skies for the rest of the week. But they are mostly lingering in the North Bay.
Sure.
Right. So in the East Bay, not a drop of rain.
Oh my God, you guys are making me question everything.
No, it was raining in my house this morning when I left.
It rained this morning, me coming in here.
Hey, Capricorn besties. Your day today is a 7. Avoid misunderstandings because we know Mercury's in retrograde.
Yes.
Revise and refine your plans. Anticipate mechanical or digital delays or breakdowns. Be extra clear with your communications today.
Oh, no.
Sorry, everybody.
Oh, no.
That dang pesky
Scary.
Mercury.
All right, so Kylie Kelsey launched a podcast. Does this bother anybody else?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Her podcast, this is Jason Kelsey's wife. Her podcast is called Not Gonna Lie, like NGL, Not Gonna Lie.
Oh my God, I hate it already.
Where she gives like unpopular opinions about parenting or like just speaks her truth.
It's been done.
Oh my God.
I'm not gonna lie, but
I cuss in front of my kids.
This is like how I do it. I like let them pick their own bedtime. Not gonna lie. Do we even know if she sounds like that?
If she did it in that voice, I would listen.
You would? Oh, no.
Not going to lie.
It'd be unbearable.
You rest, your parents are stupid. The best way to do it is let your kids eat all their Halloween candy the night of. Not going to lie.
So in this first episode, she made the controversial statement that she cusses in front of her kids.
Oh, you?
That was actually what it was about.
That's her hot take.
She said, "I'm not going to stop cursing in front of the kids. My kids hear the F word on a daily basis. They know that it's a grown-up word. So, like, why should I have to stop?" Graham, where are you in the curse words in front of the kids?
It's very, 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 very rare if it happens.
Really?
Yeah.
My house is just filled with cuss words.
Really?
Yes.
You're just stacking up cuss words left and right in that house. Do you ever try to filter things? Like you're like, oh, I'm right in front of my kid. I'm not going to say this. Like there are certain things I would say in front of my wife that might use an F word or whatever that I wouldn't say in front of my kids. I don't want them saying that at school. And then the teacher's like, where'd you learn that? Mom!
I think I do now more than I ever have because my son, he's 4. He has reached that point where he starts repeating things now. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that problem with my oldest daughter. I agree with Kylie Kelsey to a certain extent that because my daughter knew like not to say those words, the grown up words. But then every once in a while you get a kid that knows they're not supposed to say it and will because it's funny. Mm-hmm. So I do filter myself a little more around my son, but the other ones, no, let the F words fly.
Does your older daughter use them every now and then?
The answer is yes. 1,000%.
No.
I bet you if you mic'd her up, hidden mic at school, I bet you'd hear 80 F-bombs a day.
Well, you know, I care less about what she says at school and how she talks with her friends and how she does at home in front of me and my family and my parents and stuff.
Okay. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Would you care, Graham?
Yeah. I mean, kids older at school? I don't think like swearing's like this horrible, awful thing. Ah, sinner. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care about like that, but I do care how you speak to people in certain situations where you need to put on a certain level of respect, show respect. And I think it can be disrespectful to speak that way. And I don't know. Kate and I aren't like big, you know, swearers. I don't think we like swear a ton. It happens. Dad says a lot of F words, so I'm working on the house. You know, probably. You know, it's frustrating. It's frustrating out there on the job site. But it's me by myself, so I can throw F bombs around all day. Like, okay, ah, come on. F, why is this working? You know, like that's me by myself.
But I yeah, do that I do that of, a lot. So my toe. Yeah. Huge F bomb.
The one thing I do all the time is I'll be around the job site just frustrated and like, you got to be effing kidding me. You, of all the things that could go, you got to be effing kidding. I say that a lot.
Yeah.
But again, to myself.
Mine is the OMFG.
Gotcha.
And then my son said that the other day and I was like, oop. Not anymore.
So can I ask you guys, like, when you will be okay with them possibly saying a curse word? If ever?
I don't know.
You're getting your mouth washed out with soap in my house.
Yeah, I don't.
Because that's what happened to me. I need somebody else to taste it. It was awful.
I think I got the soap just one time. I don't even know if my parents did it. I think I got scared right before and they didn't do it.
I got it in the fifth grade. I think I've told this story, but it's probably been several years. We had to sell those fundraiser chocolate bars that have the almonds in them.
Ooh.
And we had some to eat. And I'm not a big nuts and chocolate kind of guy. It's not really my thing. And I took a bite out of one and I was like, there are too many effing nuts in here.
You said that in fifth grade?
And I totally slipped up and said it because like fifth grade was my swearing year at school. Like when I was at school, just swearing nonstop because I thought it was fun. I don't know. And then I accidentally slipped up at home and my parents was like, the record stopped. You know, my parents looked like, what did you just say?
Oh my.
Here comes the bar of soap.
Oh my God. Yep,
never again.
To answer your question, Jess, I still rarely cuss in front of my parents. So I think I would kind of expect that from my kids as well.
Okay.
Same. Yeah, I don't cuss.
Like every once in a while, I might say like an S word or you know something like that. But I think it's more like a respect thing. You just don't.
Yeah. It's really got to fit. You got to read the room. You got to use them at the right time. You don't just use them like casually and flippantly like, F this, F that. Like, you don't speak like that. But every now and again, like, that's total B, you know, whatever you can say. You can drop something in there.
Or if they cuss first, you're like, okay, I see what you want, Mom. I see you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Back to Jess. Let's talk TV.
I am watching the latest season of TLC's I Love a Mama's Boy.
Where do you find these shows?
This one is on a lot of platforms, but I'm watching it on Discovery Plus.
But, like, how do you know it's there?
I do my
That's
research.
That's a good question.
You know, how do you find these?
I always look on TikTok or Google and I look for any upcoming reality TV shows and then I'll write down like when they're going to be coming out. I'm already waiting on December 4th because it's going to be a new season of The Ultimatum.
Yes.
And I can't wait for that.
That's a good show. Okay.
So yeah, I just do a little bit of research.
You ever wonder like the people that have, you know, tried to crack into Hollywood and become filmmakers and stuff and then they finally, this is their big break, you know, to get to direct or produce a show and then everyone's like, oh, what have you been working on? They're like, Mama's Boys, Big Mama Edition, you know, like perhaps you've seen it. Like, can you imagine like that was your crowning achievement is one of these shows?
You know, somebody's got to do it.
That's true. It's called I Love a Mama's Boy.
I Love a Mama's Boy.
Yeah. So,
Big Mama Edition.
And not this one. Maybe that's the sequel. But people share their experience and like their struggles with dealing with their partner's extremely involved mothers. So just to give you a little bit of an example right here of how extreme it is, this is how one guy talks about what his mother does for him.
Everybody's jealous. I have my mom to tell me good morning every morning, helps me brush my teeth, helps me floss, makes my lunch, tells me good night, tucks me in. They all wish they had that.
And he's like a grown
helps
man.
Me brush my
this
teeth,
is, this
helps
is
me floss.
24-year-old, and his mom basically helps him do everything.
God, moms are the best.
Stop.
No.
This is creepy.
That's weird. That's living life.
I just want to know from you guys, could you date somebody who has this extreme of a relationship with their mom?
No.
No, not if I'm in the bathroom and we're both like sharing the mirror and I'm brushing my teeth and then the mom's helping my partner brush their teeth.
Like a baby flossing their teeth.
Like that would be so weird.
Now, Graham, I did want to ask you because I feel like we hear this a lot from women saying that they don't want to date a mama's boy. Yeah. Is there something on the other end where guys are like, I don't want to date a woman that's
a daddy's girl?
Yeah, or is there something like that?
I mean, I think it's for anybody. It's a tough in a relationship, I think, when a parent is too involved, right? because you want to have your own relationship with this person without a parent like looking over your shoulder or judging how you're doing things or, oh, I do it better. Watch this. This is how my son likes to make, this is how I make his sandwiches. You know, we don't need that. You know, like just be an adult at some point. I think it would be tough for any relationship. I don't know that there's that same equivalent though, because I've never encountered that. You don't really run into that as much. Mm-hmm. You run into the overprotective, scary dad though. Like, that's a thing. The over-involved mom is a thing, and then the overprotective dad, that's really scary. I remember that. God, you have to meet some girlfriend's dads or something, or someone you're trying to take out on a date, and, like, dad wants to have a talk with you. Ooh. Like, that's terrifying.
Oh, my God, I would not be able to handle that.
I don't be either.
This next generation doesn't have that. They just slide into DMs and then meet up somewhere. Yeah. Like, you used to have to go knock on a door.
Call house phones.
And dad might answer, or dad might answer the front door when you go there with his shotgun.
Well, I feel like when it comes to parents, like, just overstepping boundaries, though, it's typically not the dads. They like to just, they're very standoffish anyway.
Very chill.
They leave that to the moms.
We're too busy drinking beer, watching sports.
Yeah, leave that to the moms.
Now, go
make them uncomfortable.
I do want to run through this list really quick of a couple of things that I saw on the show. And I want to know if you would have an issue with your significant other doing this.
Okay.
If they wear matching and coordinated outfits with their mom everywhere they go.
Red flag.
Outside of an ugly sweater party or something.
Or Christmas
that's
pictures.
You get one a year.
Let's say a sweater that says number one mom and number one son. And they're wearing this out in public.
That's a deal breaker.
You get one a year. That's it.
Okay, fair. What about if your significant other still shares a bed with a parent?
Do people on this show still sleep with mommy and daddy?
Some of them still do sometimes.
Well, we all know what happens. And you can't control them at night.
As you can't. Do you roll over and hit mom with that? Wait, some of these people on the show, Jess, I'm assuming they're single because you couldn't be in a relationship with somebody that still sleeps in bed with their parents.
Now, some of these and most of them are dealing with their significant other not approving of their relationship with their mom. So they are dating, they're in relationships, or you see one 30-something-year-old who is going on a first date, which is my next one that I wanted to ask you. If you go on a first date with someone and they bring their mom with them,
no.
Are you leaving right away? Are you staying? Because
I'm not staying.
I'm leaving.
I'm not staying.
That's too weird. I couldn't do it.
Right? I mean, it's one thing for you to, you know, meet the mom eventually, but for her to be present on the first date, the first time that you're meeting this guy, I think that's too much.
Well, it depends what she looks like, because I've seen some of those videos where it's like, who's the mom, who's the daughter, I can't tell. If they both show up, I'm like,
and you're on a date with both of them, you're like, hey.
Yeah, I've seen the movies on the internet. Well, they're not really movies. I've seen the videos.
Short films.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the acclaimed
short films.
Award-winning, some might say.
Uh-huh. I've seen those. Yeah, so I'm here for that. I just can't believe that there are still adults that sleep in their parents' beds. I can't get past that. That's probably part of the reason I never let my kids sleep in our bed. Like, once you let them in, you never get them out. It's like my dog. Like, she sleeps in every night. Should have let her in.
I co-slept with my oldest until she was, like, 7.
Okay.
Did she ever get back in?
No.
Okay, good.
But that's because I got a man after that.
Okay.
But it's like, they get out at some point. They reach those teenage years and they should be like, I don't want to sleep with mom anymore.
Right.
Hopefully well before then. But an adult wanting to do that, like, that's just extreme.
And, you know, in some scenarios, the mom, it might be the one that's lonely. So then the child feels like, oh, I need to protect my mom. I need to be right here.
Mom's lonely again.
Not like that. But in some of these scenarios, the mom has a whole husband and she's still super obsessed with their children.
I just feel like that's not right. There's so many moms that I don't know what it is. Like, it's like a switch,
like a
flips when they, when they get a girlfriend and they're of age, and it's just, they start to panic that someone's going to steal their son away because that's their son. And then they feel in a weird way that they're in competition with, you know, this girlfriend or
this
in-law.
This is how Mikey likes his sandwiches.
Yeah,
I'll
it's
show
a weird
you.
Thing,
this
but you
how
have
he eats
to let
sandwiches.
Go.
It's creepy.
Moms make the best sandwiches.
They do, though.
They do.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, we have a talk back.
Hey, JV Show. Matt from San Jose. I want to give a birthday shout out to my cousin, Nadette. Hey, girl. Happy birthday. Woo-hoo. Party it up. Get those fireball shots rolling, girl.
Fireball?
Yeah, happy birthday.
Are we still drinking Fireball?
You know what?
I'm here for it. What?
I took 3 Fireball shots on Saturday night at my parents' house. Well, you know, we put the kids to bed. We were doing our Thanksgiving celebration. And then my mom's like, do you guys want to take some shots?
Your mom wants to take Fireball shots?
And my mom thinks that the tastiest shot in the world is a half shot of Fireball and half shot of rum chata mixed together.
Yeah, that is good.
It tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or something. It tastes yummy. I don't know. Kind of tastes like horchata, if you ask me. But she's like, ooh, have these. And we're like, okay. And then so I start shaking them up to pour them. Are you having one? Mom's like, no. I'm like, okay. So then Kate and my sister and my brother-in-law, we sat there and took some shots. And then when the rum chata was out, we just started hitting regular Fireball shots. And I don't know. It's been a while since I've had any of that stuff.
Wow.
That's a headache, but tasty when it's going down.
That's what she said.
Trending. Yep. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Mancini's. Visit Mancini's SeaWorld for their Black Friday sale or visit SeaWorld.com.
So Prince Harry is adopting a new American accent. Huh? I don't know if you guys saw that viral video that he did with Jelly Roll. It was like all over the internet. It's on our story, JV Morning Show, if you want to go check it out. And it's Jelly Roll like pretending to give him a tattoo for his Invictus Games. You know, he has that show on Netflix or whatever. Anyways, people notice that as Prince Harry is speaking, he seems just like a little more relaxed than usual. And he's picking up like new terms like screw it. He says dude. He said ass instead of arse.
You're telling me that I've... Duke of Sussex said dude.
Yes.
This is very... Are you sure he wasn't trying to say Duke?
He said dude. And people are like, oh my God, he's like slowly just adopting this California accent.
Mm-hmm. It'll happen.
Oh, that's what happens. So if you want to go check out that video, by the way, it's not that funny. But if you want to hear how he talks, JV Morning Show on our Insta story, though. I have a scary new update regarding Wendy Williams. You know that in recent years, her health has just been declining like rapidly. She has frontotemporal dementia and primary progressive aphasia. We do know that she has like a legal guardian to make legal decisions for her. And recently that guardian, Sabrina Morrissey, she was in court to talk about some new, I guess, documents that were filed on Wendy's behalf. But she gave a new update on Wendy's condition. She said that Wendy has become, quote, permanently incapacitated from her ongoing dementia fight.
So that means advanced to the next stage.
What does that mean exactly, Graham? Does that mean like she's
I would assume that means she can't really function on her own at all anymore. If they say permanently incapacitated, that could mean...
Does that mean like vegetative state?
Possibly.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
Isn't that scary?
It could be, but it... If that's true, generally in people that are battling dementia and stuff like that, it's, you know, that looks pretty grim and not long.
Right. Very scary. But there's your latest Wendy update.
Very sad.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right. In a season that's been so riddled with injuries for the Niners, it's hard to even keep track of them all. We might finally have some good injury news to share. I guess, although no news would be the good news, none of the players ever got hurt. But first off, the Niners have officially opened the practice window for linebacker Dre Greenlaw. If you remember, because how could we forget? He tore his Achilles coming into the game off the sidelines during this past Super Bowl against the Chiefs. Oh, yeah. Largely one of the reasons that the Chiefs went on to win that game, at least in my mind. Dre Greenlaw can now return to practice. He's unlikely to probably play against Buffalo this coming Sunday, but that could mean that we see him suit up for the Niners, hopefully in a game sometime soon. I was checking some of the updated percentage odds that the Niners make the postseason, and I think this hadn't factored in the outcome of the Rams game on Sunday night, but it's just a 17% chance that the Niners make the postseason. Ooh. So that they could really use Dre Greenlaw, though. He's really been this season. Now, as to the condition of quarterback Brock Purdy, we know he missed last week's game against the Packers with some pain in his throwing shoulder. They say he did some light throwing yesterday at practice without issue, but then today they're just going to let him rest. So he's not going to practice today, and then they'll go from there. An MRI on that shoulder revealed no structural damage of any kind, so it's not like a serious injury, but still questionable whether or not he's going to be able to play this coming Sunday. I think he does with the season on the line, because he can't lose another one here. And the same goes for Nick Bosa and Trent Williams. Those guys both day-to-day as well. So we'll see. Hopefully everyone's back.
Yeah.
I'm a glasses half full kind of guy.
It's not bad news. It could be worse.
Yeah, it's good. You know? Like, you know, he did some light throwing.
Yeah.
We could use some of that light throwing.
We love throwing. Even
any
light
throwing from Brock Purdy would have been better than the throwing we saw from Brandon Allen.
Yeah. It's really been injury season for you guys.
Brutal
Yikes.
Season. Brutal
yeah, it's bad.
Season.
All right, well, thank you for that update, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Bronte from Martinez. Happy Tuesday. Yay for all the teachers on Thanksgiving break, except I had to have a root canal yesterday morning, so that was fun. Those are things you don't schedule for during the school year. Kittens woke me up at 6:15. Yeah, just overall. So glad I don't have children so I can Herkel Dirkle today. Have a good day.
So you can, excuse me?
What is Herkel Dirkle? I don't know that you can.
Hey, we're on the radio.
You do in your private time, teachers, on your week off. That's up to you. You don't bring that on this family show.
What does that mean?
Do you guys think that, because I remember she left us a talk back last week and it was like, yes, this is teacher's favorite time of year. Get the whole week off next week. And then boom, day one, she gets a root canal. Mercury in retrograde, or did she jinx it?
Mercury in retrograde, obviously.
I think she jinxed it.
No, couldn't disagree more. But what's Herkel Dirkle? I must know.
It's apparently basically the old school term of saying bed rotting.
Oh, so she's got a root canal and she's just going to bed rot today.
I love that. I'm going to start saying Herkel Dirkle.
I thought that was funny. More like, you know, get some stuff done. I'm going to get out there and run some errands. You know, Herkel Dirkle. But I guess Herkel Dirkle's the opposite.
It's and not you guys are saying Herkel Dirkle, but it's Herkel Dirkle.
Oh.
I thought she said Herkel Jerkle.
I thought so, too.
I like that sounds dirty. I like Herkel Jerkle
I
better.
Know.
Yeah, all right. Come on.
Hey, we're on the radio.
Sorry, Becky.
This is the perfect transition to What the Bleep, because, yes, we are on the radio, so remember to keep it clean. But this is where you got to guess today's bleeped out word. If you're the first person to get it right, you win today's JV show. Chug Mug, as always, leave your guesses on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. All right, here is today's clip. One of my holes accidentally got filled up with barbecue sauce and I cannot get it out.
I don't think you bleeped the whole thing there. What? With barbecue sauce? You're sick.
True story.
You're sick.
I know.
Right,
I know.
Think about what that bleeped out word could be. You're sick.
You're sick.
Well, I don't think you bleeped the whole
thing. This is a family show. I know that.
Okay. Whew, gave me a little bit of a heart attack there. All right. Take your guesses on the talkback. Like Selena said, leave us your name, your city, and then your guess. You have to be the first correct answer of the morning to win that JV Show Chug Mug. And one final reminder, it is a family show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where if you are the first person to guess today's bleep that word correctly, you win this Chug Mug. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. One of my holes accidentally got filled up with barbecue sauce and I cannot get it out.
Ooh, it freaky.
I don't think you're supposed to put
hey,
barbecue
don't
in
judge
there.
Me. I said accidentally.
Oh. Okay.
Wasn't on purpose.
Still.
All right, let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show.
Good morning. This is Jared from San Bruno and I think today's word is table.
One of your table holes?
Table holes? I'm confused.
There could be a hole in your table, and then you spill some barbecue sauce.
Okay, fair enough.
Gets all in there.
Fair enough.
Tough to get out.
Morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I'm going to say piercing holes. All right. Have a great one.
My piercing hole got filled up with barbecue sauce.
That's a really good guess.
That's disgusting.
Because some people have a piercing around their mouth or their nose,
okay.
And you got your face just down into a big old rack of ribs.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I'm starving.
Good guess.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Kat from Dublin, and I think this bleeped out word of the day is drain, like in your sink, drain hole. Otherwise, I don't know what hole you'd be filling with barbecue sauce. Anyhow, happy Tuesday.
That's a popular guess this morning, the drain hole. That would take a lot of barbecue to clog
it
up a drain hole.
It would take a lot, unless there's already hair in there, which there is in mine, and then barbecue sauce on top of the matted hair.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. You're gross.
Well,
you're
think about
sick.
Selena's bleep hole and what that could be. That's got barbecue in it.
It's not drain.
It's not that.
Continue to leave those guesses. We're going to play more of them coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Tuesday, but it feels like Friday for some weird reason. Hope you're
having
a good
Friday
morning.
Vibes today.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Like, that's it. And you
super
win this
easy.
Chug Mug. So easy. Leave your guesses on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. One of my holes accidentally got filled up with barbecue sauce, and I cannot get it out.
I don't That's think we're going to be able to play that unbleeped, you sicko.
We can, trust me. This is a family show, so that word is always something clean. But let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV show. This is Roxy. I'm calling from Newark, and I believe the bleeped out word is nostrils? Holes? I don't know. Nostrils?
Nostril hole. Nose. Or nose hole. Nose hole. Nose hole was a very popular guess this
morning.
Really?
What do you guys think I'm doing?
Because we picture you at home with a big slab of ribs or something, covered chicken, wings covered in barbecue sauce, and you're like... And when you're doing that, you're pulling the barbecue sauce right up your nose hole.
That actually makes sense. But no, that is not what happened, and that's not how I eat.
Okay, are you sure?
Good morning, JB Show. This is Colleen out of San Jose. I think that there is some barbecue sauce stuck in her seatbelt hole. Maybe when she was eating, it spilled. Oh no, it's hard to get out. Have a good morning.
Okay, that's a good guess.
You ever got anything lodged in your seatbelt hole?
No, I have not, but I can see how that could happen.
That's more of a slot. Seatbelt.
Yeah, there we go.
Rather than a hole.
Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mary from San Bruno, and I think the bleeped out word is charging hole. So, for your phone charger hole. I don't know if this is right, but that's my guess.
Oh, no, it's in my charging hole.
Hey, don't get your fingers in my charging hole. I need to clean it first. Yeah, we've all gotten something stuck in that hole, right?
Yes.
Oh, the worst is sand.
Oh,
sand, slime.
And it's such a hard thing. Do they make a tool to clean that hole?
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Because I always end up using the point of a needle or something to clean my hole, and that can be painful.
Yeah, you could damage it too.
Yeah, because you don't want to damage your phone, is what I meant.
Is there a limit?
Hi, good morning.
What, Jess? Make it good.
Is there a limit to how many times we can say hole on the air? Because that's a lot.
This is a wholesome family show, Jess.
We're not saying anything
wrong.
Get
your mind out of the gutter.
Hi, good morning, JV family. This is Emily from Vallejo, and is the bleeped out word for today croc? The holes in your croc. All right. Have a great rest of your day, guys.
Selena, is it croc hole?
Yeah. All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped. One of my croc holes accidentally got filled up with barbecue sauce, and I cannot get it out.
Ew.
How does that happen?
So I was about to slather up these burger patties of barbecue sauce, right? But, I was running out of the sauce, so I had it, upside down so all the sauce can drip to the tip. And, I didn't realize I didn't screw the cap all the way on, so when I picked up the sauce, it just started pouring out everywhere into my croc holes.
These are not the regular crocs, right?
Yeah, these are the fur-lined ones, so it's not like I could have just easily, gotten something and, gotten the barbecue sauce out of either side. It was trapped in there.
The drip from the tip because it wasn't screwed right into your hole.
Yep.
Got it.
So now it smells like feet and barbecue sauce.
Yes.
Gross. Yeah. Is there a proper terminology for a croc hole? Because the little decoration things are called gibbets or whatever. Yeah. You'd think the croc hole has a name too.
It should.
Something a little more family friendly, you sickos. All right, let's get some shout outs. First off, Emily in Vallejo, because she had the very first correct guess this morning.
Emily.
What's up, Emily? What's up? The 94591 Vallejo. That's my hometown right there. That's where I'm from, Magazine Street.
No, you're not.
I was born in Vallejo.
So not on Magazine Street.
Well, a couple exits away. Calm down. It's all the same thing. All right. Another Emily from Fairfield. A rival Emily?
What?
She also had it correct, but Emily from Vallejo totally punked her and dunked on her and got it first. But shout out to Emily in Fairfield. She had the correct answer this morning. Not quite fast enough, like I said. So did our buddy Natalie in Sacramento. And Sandy in Gilroy came with the correct answer this morning. Maybe some other people coming with some guesses that are right now. And maybe I haven't seen it yet, but I think those were the only people that got it. That's a clean sweep by the ladies. Emily,
the
two rival
it.
Emilies, then Natalie and Sandy.
Way
nice
to
job,
go,
ladies.
Emily. Woo! Check your email so we can get you that chug mug.
Mm-hmm,
we sure do. If you know me, come on, croc holes. Come on. Come on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV crew. Rubencito, don't call me Ruben, Sacktown. Just want to say happy Thanksgiving, safe travels, and Jess was right. It's Rubencito, not the way Selena and Graham says it. Anyways, happy Thanksgiving. Love you guys.
What does that
Selena,
mean?
Selena, if I may, I'll address that.
Who gives a fart?
There you go.
Isn't she the one that said Rubencito one time?
Yeah.
Like, listen, it was only because I got tripped up. I got tripped up. My English to Spanish brain sometimes does that.
That's all right. Rubencito wants to hear it how he wants to hear it.
That's his truth. That's his truth.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Benjamin, and I'm here with my daughter, Jimena.
Hi, Benjamin and Jimena. How is your morning going?
Oh, perfect. It's exciting to be here.
Nice. Do us a favor. Can you, I hear the radio on in the background. Can you please lower that all the way down because we are live?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. So this is our trivia game. It's called the JV Show You Have Nope Game. Going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Look, all you need to do is get 3 correct and you win.
4 tickets to the Safeway Holiday Ice Rink in Union Square presented by Kaiser Permanente.
Now, Benjamin, are you a good ice skater?
Kind of.
Oh, okay, skills. Okay.
I'm better than most, yeah.
All right, well, let's get right to it. Question number 1. What is the name of the well-known comet that is visible on Earth every 74 to 79 years?
It's only like the most famous comet.
Oh, we don't know that.
Nope. Just take a guess. No. Okay. It's Halley's. Is it Halley's Comet?
Yeah. Halley's Comet.
Okay. Yeah.
Selena's wow. Even. You don't even know about Halley's Comet.
You wrote Halley in the answer.
That's how it's spelled.
Really? But it's yes. Halley.
Yes.
That's weird. Come yep. on.
All right. Question number 2. A poyotarian is a person that is mostly vegetarian but will only eat what type of meat? A poyotarian.
A what? I'm sorry?
A poyotarian. Is a person that's vegetarian but will eat what type of meat? Poyo. Poyotarian.
They usually eat what?
Probably poyo.
Chicken?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if I could tee that one up anymore. Here, buddy.
Don't second guess yourself.
Right, you know these things. All right, here's question number 3. Daisy Dukes is a term to describe what type of clothing?
What? I'm sorry.
Daisy Dukes is a term to describe what type of clothing?
Damn, check out those Daisy Dukes. Any guesses?
Shoes.
Nope.
Like those super short jean shorts, one that shows the booty in the back.
Yeah, the real, real short jean shorts. The Daisy
you
Dukes.
You like those, right?
I'll take that as yes.
His wife is listening.
Not with his daughter in the car.
And his daughter's in the car. Question number 4, moving on. A photic sneeze is caused by what stimuli? A photic sneeze.
We don't know that, though.
Think about some things that make you sneeze.
Like a dust?
Photic sneeze is caused by sunlight. A lot
that
of people, when they look up at the sun.
That was not a hard one. Come
photic.
Photic, I would think like a flash
of
I
sun.
A flash
yeah,
of sun.
Photic
okay,
meaning light. So sunlight. All right, there you go. Ooh.
Benjamin, that wasn't your best work.
Had a lot of fun, yeah.
That was not your best
but work. But you had fun. That's all that matters.
That is all that matters. And thank you so much for being on this morning.
Thanks.
Don't hang up yet. I'm going to put you on hold. Just hang on there. Graham, do we have a shout out?
Oh, we do. We do. We do. We do. Selena, sisters in my DMs.
Oh.
Sisters in my DMs. Again, says, hey, Graham, hoping this reaches you. Sisters sliding into your DMs for a birthday shout out. Wasn't sure if you guys would be here this week since you guys love to take holidays off like a bunch of lunatics.
Can we stop with this?
The slander.
Wow.
The slander.
Do you take holidays off? I feel like you do.
And when you take that holiday off, do you still listen to the JV show? The answer is no.
You don't.
You don't. So, anyways. My sister Christina's birthday is tomorrow. I want to give her a big shout out. Love you, sister.
Woo!
And hope you have a great birthday. We're heading up to Naptown. Nobody calls it that. We're heading up to Naptown for the B-Day celebration. We're going to go riding in a hot air balloon.
What?
Can't wait.
Oh, and that my is God.
from Selena from Pacifica. So happy birthday, Christina.
Happy birthday. That sounds
Enjoy that hot air balloon ride. That sounds fun.
Who gives a fart?
Except what if it goes bad, though?
Stop it.
Hot air balloons. I mean, look, it's just a wicker basket, you know, dangling there.
I know what it is.
At a high elevation.
That sounds amazing.
And I know some guys that pilot those things, that they are always drunk, Selena.
Don't say that.
There's no... You can't get a hot air balloon under the influence. That's not a thing. There's no sky patrol up there. Those guys are wasted.
Graham.
But enjoy the ride. I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah, have a great time.
I'm just kidding. They can't fly junk. At least I don't think.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hope you're having a great Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Morning, JV Show. Holiday movie review. I watched The Merry Gentleman last night. The one with Chad Michael Murray, who has to save the small town, blah, blah, blah. And does a male review show. Horny level 1.5 out of 10. Oh. Horny level 14 out of 10.
Okay.
I think because it was a little cringe, it made the corny level go up. I don't know. It's still kind of a cute watch. Thanks. Have a great day.
She said horny level 14 out of 10, so got the loins ablaze.
So corny level was the lower one.
Corny level. Okay. 1.5 out of 10.
But horny level.
She said 14 out of 10, which is really, really strong. I just want to ask this because so far in this, obviously, we're right in the thick of, you know, these huge movie premieres.
Yep.
Wicked. Gladiator.
Yes.
And I've heard more people talking about Hot Frosty and Merry Gentlemen, at least on this show, than I have about those other two. And then second to those two garbage movies, yeah, it is Wicked. I've heard nobody talking about Gladiator. Can someone leave a talk back that's seen Gladiator? I want a listener review. You've seen Gladiator. You have to have seen the first one, too, because I need to know how they stack up against one another. Can someone tell us about Gladiator?
I was supposed to go see Gladiator 2 over the weekend, but then my man was too hungover Saturday to even do anything, so we didn't even make it to the theater. So please let me know what you thought about the film. Yes, Jess.
And then this weekend, Hallmark is going to be dropping that one movie that they made about a Chief's love story.
Oh, no. Not this garbage.
This Saturday.
God, all these movies are exactly the same.
Yeah.
They just remake the same movie over and over again with different pieces. It's the same story.
I am so excited.
I'll stick to Hot Frosty.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Mancini's. Visit Mancini's SeaWorld for their Black Friday sale or visit SeaWorld.com.
Speaking of movies, the cast of Wicked's paychecks are going viral.
How do they know?
That's a good question. I don't know, but multiple outlets have reported that Ariana Grande got paid $15 million for her role as Glinda in Wicked, while Cynthia Erivo, you know, the lead of the film, the main
person,
the star of the show, she got just $1 million.
What? How's that possible?
Now, this has not been confirmed, but that's what is being reported by a lot of different blogs and sites out there. What do you guys think of this?
I hope it's not true. Because that is a huge difference between $15 million and $1 million, especially if you are the main star.
Right. On the flip side, they could argue, well, Ariana's bringing in an entire fan base.
Right. She's the bigger name.
To come watch the film. Right. So she would get the bigger check. I don't think $1 million is... It's like a slap in the face. It's like disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen this plenty of times before in other movies and other things, appearance fees, whatever it is. The person with the biggest name recognition gets the biggest check a lot of times because you're trying to draw fans in. It's basically they're spending marketing dollars there, you know, money that they'd use to advertise. Well, let's just get this big name star and put them in it and then advertise that this star's in it and we'll get more people to watch it. So like you understand it from that point. But that's a pretty wide discrepancy between those two. Now, I'm sure that and I would assume that there are some things baked into those contracts where they're getting some money based on box office sales. And this thing's going to do massive numbers at the box office. And so they're both going to end up making a fortune, absolute fortune off this thing and all the things associated with it. They're going to get just boatloads of money.
Yeah, there will be other bonuses and stuff, but I still feel like you got to take into consideration the amount of role work they are doing.
Yes.
As a lead, you do expect to be paid a little more than that. There was even other people that had other supporting roles that got paid more than Cynthia. They got like $2 million.
Now that makes no sense.
Interesting.
Hmm. And how much did you say SpongeBob made?
$350,000.
That's Ariana's man, Ethan Slater.
Now, apparently,
for his role in Wicked.
Apparently, he is going to have like a bigger role in the second movie, so he might make some more money then. But
what was his role in the first? Like, what is he? Because I saw a picture and he's a munchkin. He had on these like elf shoes. Seriously?
A munchkin, yeah.
I saw a screenshot of him, yeah, from the thing, and I was like, that's Ethan Slater. That? Are they, then they're still together?
Yeah, they're thriving. Like, they're thriving right now.
He plays a perfect, you said he's a munchkin?
Yeah.
That is a perfect, that casting, spot on. Just like, that is perfect munchkin.
All right, Drake is suing Drake? Universal Music Group. Yeah, all because of Kendrick Lamar's diss song about him. So listen to this. Drake is alleging that UMG, Universal Music Group, conspired using Spotify to artificially inflate the popularity of Not Like Us. You can tell Drake is like so butthurt about this song and how big it was. So supposedly UMG launched an illegal scheme using bots to make the song appear more popular than it was. They claimed UMG, or Drake and his team, they claimed that UMG used payola and other methods to boost Kendrick's song. They also say that they licensed the song to Spotify at a drastically reduced rate, like just to get it out there. Supposedly, UMG used similar tactics with other streaming services as well, and even paid Apple to have Siri supposedly misdirect users to Not Like Us. I didn't experience that, but that's what is in this court filing.
Don't you think there's a bit of takes one to know one if you know about all these tactics? Maybe you've employed them yourself before. Well, what do you think about that? I mean, some of the stuff is wrong. The payola, that means like paying radio stations to play the song more. You can't do that. That's against, there's laws against that sort of thing. What do you think about the one where if they give it to a streaming service at a drastically reduced rate? Like, that's on them, right? If they want to make less money on the music, that's up to them, right?
I don't think that is illegal. I think he's really undermining the fact that this song was viral the instant Kendrick released it. It just went crazy. UMG did respond. They said the suggestion that UMG would do anything to undermine any of its artists is offensive and untrue. We employ the highest ethical practices in our marketing and promotional campaigns. No amount of contrived and absurd legal arguments in this pre-action submission can mask the fact that fans choose the music they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what it comes down to. No one was like forcing the music on us.
Well, we were forcing a lot of people.
That's different. You're on Wild. That's different.
Doesn't that? I mean, the biggest takeaway from this is it makes you look like sore loser.
Like a crybaby.
Like you shouldn't even if it was your team that was like, we got to sue them. This is shady. You say Drake say no, we don't do that because it's going to make us look like bigger sore losers. It's like losing an election and complaining about it for the next 4 years. Who would do such a thing?
And why bring attention to it once the beef is basically like simmering down?
It's done.
Not a good move.
You're right.
And he's so salty, he's going to perform it at the Super Bowl too. That's why.
Yeah. True.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. I'm Selena. Graham is here. Hi, Jess.
And I'm Jess. Hi.
So I am about to talk about this one thing that I do have to do that I don't agree with, just for the record, in a second. First, we were just talking about Gladiator because we haven't, Graham, you brought up a good point. We haven't really heard much about the film.
I feel like there's been very little buzz. Like, it's just like crickets about it. A lot of buildup, and then I just haven't heard much about it since, and I want to know.
So we do have some talkbacks.
I watched the Gladiator 2 last week. It's okay. It's not amazing. It's not bad. It's okay. Maybe like 4 out of 10. The Gladiator 1 was maybe 7 out of 10. It was emotional. It was action-packed. I really enjoyed Gladiator 1. Gladiator 2, one-time watch. But if you miss it, you'll not regret it. Bye.
Okay. All right, there you go. He says 4 out of 10.
That is bad. That's bad.
Won't regret it if you miss it. That's not... But that's what I'm wondering, if that's why I'm not hearing a lot of buzz about it. Because Wicked is all the buzz right now. You got to go see it. It's life-changing.
It is.
JV Show, this is Eddie Fan from Water Creek. Matt, Daddy, and I, we went to go see Gladiator in IMAX, which is the only way you should see it. We watched the first one just to kind of refresh our memory, and they did a very good job at tying everything in. I don't want to give any spoilers away, but I will say this. It is an excellent movie. Absolutely, absolutely awesome. And, of course, there were cheers at the end.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, that bothers me. But we got two very different reviews there.
Very different. I will say our buddy Seti Set is usually very, very positive about movies. I don't know. He says every time a new movie comes out, he says it's the best movie of all time. So I'm not really sure where to land there. Love you, Seti.
Seti, watch really Merry Gentlemen on Netflix and get back to us.
Watch that one or Hot Frosty.
I need Frosty. To know your thought on
and
that.
I need a full review. A couple other people waited on the talkbacks. I'm sorry we didn't have time to play them. But a couple other people said, yeah, it's good. They recommend it. It didn't sound like they were blown away, but multiple people mentioned how violent and gory it is. Don't bring your kids to it. And if you've seen Gladiator 1, you should know that. They're definitely gory movies.
All right, guys. This goes against everything I believe in.
What is it?
I have to put it in my Christmas tree tonight.
What?
Wait, I got to check the date.
It's before Thanksgiving.
You're going to put up your Christmas tree today on the 26th of November.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
Are you have a fever? Is something?
I don't know.
You're not feeling okay?
So tomorrow we're flying out to Boston for Thanksgiving. We're not going to be back until Sunday. Now, Sunday, that's far too late to be putting up the tree and setting up everything then.
But why?
Because we're already a few days after Thanksgiving. I would want to do it like the Friday, the next day, you know, if anything. Plus, on a really long flight back, am I really going to feel like it? Probably not. So I have to decorate and do all of this today.
But you're not going to be there to see or enjoy the decorations.
I know,
so what's
but at
the
least
point?
When I walk in.
Yeah, when she gets back,
tree,
it'll be, you know.
Lights, reindeer, the whole thing.
Okay, you have a point there. That part makes sense to me. But what about Monday the 2nd? That day looks as good as any.
No, that's too far into December. Yeah.
December 2nd.
December
would be
2nd
the day.
For you, Graham?
Well, mine would be this weekend would be the day. But I have a bit of a dilemma of my own because we're about to move. So do I start decorating a house we're about to move out of in a few weeks?
Oh.
We're going to be caught in sort of an in-betweener Christmas, and I can't really...
Where do you think, at what point do you guys think you're leaving the house?
I think we're going to spend Christmas in our new house.
Then you have to put the tree there.
Yeah, it has to be there.
But what if we're just camping out there on Christmas night, and that's the only night we sleep there? But then
you still have to have a tree there. Mm-hmm. And
right.
And so
it's
just,
I'm not decorating a house. I'm about to move out of.
Nope.
I'm not stupid.
You need two trees and, if possible, presents under both trees.
That can't be possible. My kids don't need anything more. One of them's on the naughty list.
Maybe you don't decorate the outside of the house that you're about to move out of, but you at least need a tree there that the kids can come home to every day. But then you also need a tree at the new house.
I'll let them do a sketch of a Christmas tree and hang that up at the current house.
God. I have a question.
Tree for the new house.
Jess. Because I know you guys have elves that visit your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sparkle. Shout out to Sparkle.
When do those come back?
On the 1st.
Yeah, December 1st.
Yeah.
Selena, so yours is going to come back and you're not going to be home.
That's right. Thanks for reminding me that I need to keep my doors unlocked for the elf to come.
Well, they're magic, Selena.
They can go through walls. Those are ghosts. I don't know how elves don't need to leave a door unlocked.
They'll find their way in those pesky little critters.
I hope the elf finds its way to our house.
You have multiple elves that visit your house, right?
Yeah, we have three elves.
You want to shout them out?
We have Sprinkle, Snickers.
Uh-huh. They sound like horse names.
I don't remember the other one.
Wow.
What do you mean you don't remember the other one's name?
It might be Sugar Plum.
That sounds right.
The disrespect. Sugar Plum, if you're listening, don't even show up. They don't care about you.
That was our newest elf. And Sugar Plum only came over one year. So it's
you're like still getting to know her or him.
Yeah, I think that's.
Is it him? Is it her?
I don't know. It's her.
Okay, it's her.
I think.
A lot of uncertainty.
Right. Yeah, man.
Thanks for the reminder. Now I have more anxiety. Thanks, Jess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, Moana 2 is out. This is not a drill, people. Moana 2 is out.
We can't handle that. We got Wicked.
We got
Gladiator.
It's too much.
We got Hot Frosty, and now we got Moana 2?
Yes.
My kids are going to lose their mind. I got to go to the theater now.
All right, so how do we feel about making your family sign a code of conduct contract before Thanksgiving?
So that's doing too much, but maybe it's needed.
There's a woman who posted on Reddit, and she said that she does feel like it's a little extreme what her sister's making everybody sign these contracts. But her sister thinks it's really needed because every time the family gets together, it's a little messy. It can be a little chaotic, but that's just their family, at least she thought. So to bring some order to this year's Thanksgiving gathering, the Family Code of Conduct Commandments. Are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Sure.
there's a rule against overlapping conversations at the dinner table. So they have to take turns like a respectful debate club when speaking.
No.
Nope, I won't sign that.
There's a ban on political or controversial topics.
Fully okay, bought in on that, I'll sign.
Okay. A dress code.
No.
Of smart casual because holiday photos should reflect well on the family.
No.
I don't know that it should be required, but strongly encouraged.
I think it should be required because I'm not going to say any names, but my sister's man shows up in a wife beater, jeans, and flip-flops.
To Thanksgiving? Everything.
Not to Thanksgiving.
Everything. I kid you not.
You're getting turned away.
Sometimes he'll wear a sweater. But we know the wife beater's under there.
You know it's there somewhere. I wouldn't dare wear a wife beater to any family gathering unless it's a 4th of July barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And even then I'd be like, am I allowed to wear this? No, you don't wear that to family gatherings.
Oh my God.
I also feel weird calling it a wife beater.
Me too.
Can we change the name? Is there a new name?
Has it been a tank top?
White tank top?
Has it been rebranded?
I don't know, but it should.
Remember when the city of Berkeley changed a whole bunch of their terms, city terms, like manhole could no longer be manhole because that's sexist, so they changed it to a gender-neutral access point. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Like, I don't know if that's what it was, but it was something like that. I'm sure it's been rebranded, right?
It's just a tank top. But
right?
tank top, it's not giving that same, like, you know what...
Because you know what material...
WBs, yeah, it's like ribbed, it's got the lines.
Yeah, you know
like,
what they're made out of.
Yeah, tank top doesn't really imply that.
So a kinder term would be wife pleaser or wife lover, according to Google.
But nobody wearing one of those fits that description.
No, they always got a cold one in their hands.
And there's always a beer stain down the front.
Yeah.
They're always... That's the problem with a white tank top of any kind. They just end up dingy real quick.
Yeah.
They're always like kind of dingy and dirty looking.
So I would be here for a Thanksgiving dress code.
Okay, I'm not.
Because everyone would, you know, be dressed as they should.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about assigned seating?
No.
We're talking about a woman who posted on Reddit, her sister's making everyone sign family code of conduct contracts. And one of the things on this is like, hey, you have to agree to assigned seating because it'll be based on optimal personality compatibility.
Who's doing this? No.
If they get the seating chart right, I'm all for it. But I told you guys, like, most years, my family, we haven't done the past couple years, but have a really massive Thanksgiving. There's like 70 people some years. It's huge.
That's crazy.
And there's big, huge tables, and they always do assigned seating and put name tags out. And ever since we were little.
Is it to force you to talk to, like, relatives you haven't seen in a long time?
Yes.
Or, like, the out-of-towners?
They try to mix it up. Like, you don't even get to sit with your significant other. They, like, really try to encourage everybody to be talking with everyone. And I like the goal of that. But when you're new to the family, like, the first time I bring my wife there, like, I want to sit with her. Like, she especially doesn't know these people. I'm related to them. I don't even know them, you know?
So
we learned from a very early age, even as kids, that we should rearrange the name tags ourselves. And so we would always slyly do that. But then we would always put my cousin Eric at like the worst spot ever. We would always, every time, and then all the rest of us, that we'd be looking over and Eric's just on an island there surrounded between a couple great aunts that he has no idea who they are. You know, so I think assigned seating can work, but you have to do it. It takes some thought to get the right seating chart.
I don't like the seating chart. I want to sit where I want and with who I want. And if I want to ignore certain people, that's within my rights. At least it should be.
This is America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you.
Okay.
Right. So no, we're not here for a contract.
Not here for it.
Would you go if your family member was like, "Hey, sign this contract, email it back, and then we'll grant you access to my table."
I would go, but I'm not responsible for how I'm gonna act.
I'm there for the free food and the booze, so I'll sign damn near anything.
Yeah. I think I would still sign, but I'm not like following all of the rules.
Yes.
I'm not gonna take turns at the table before speaking. Shut up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey guys, this is Frank from San Jose. I'd like to wish my daughter Liliana a happy birthday. Happy 13, baby. You're the best. Love you guys. Stay strong.
Oh, happy birthday,
Liliana.
Woo, woo.
13.
Who gives a fart? Wow, have a great birthday. We're also talking about decorating for Christmas.
Selena, Bina, how are you going to put up your Christmas tree if you're going out of town? Who's going to water it?
No, it's too much.
Poor tree.
Poor flower tree? That's a good question, Selena. You said you were going to decorate your put up your Christmas tree tonight because you're leaving for Boston sometime tomorrow. And so you got to have your Christmas decorations up because when else are they going to go up?
Right.
What about your tree? Yeah, it's going to turn brown and all dry and all the needles are going
to
fall off.
Do you have to water your trees?
Is that a real question?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Of course you have to water your trees. It's a living thing. It's a plant.
Well, I don't
it
even
soaks
water
up all
myself.
Kinds of water.
I don't know anything about watering trees. Okay. I have not had a real tree my entire adult life. We go the fake pre-installed lights and all that. Trees from Target.
The pre-lit trees do look really damn good now.
Yeah, and all you got to do, you don't have to deal with the string lights. It's just put it up and plug it in.
But the fresh, I will never not go fresh tree. Just the smell.
I have Glade plugins for that.
It's not the same.
It is. It smells exactly the same.
No, it does
not. Yes, it does. I promise you it does.
You've gone nose blind to it. Come over and sniff my real tree.
Whoa.
No, thank you.
Well, I'm just saying, it's going to smell fantastic when
anyways,
I get one.
But that's why I can leave for days. I don't have a tree to water.
Got it. Yeah, but when you first do get a new fresh cut Christmas tree, a live one, they do soak up a lot of water. You almost have to refill the thing almost every day at the start. They pull a surprising amount of water.
Yeah, it's too much responsibility.
It's not.
That's a lot.
You pour one cup of water in there, you're
that's
fine.
That's a lot.
I do want to one day, though, have that full experience of going and, you know, getting it cut or...
They're already cut.
There are places where you cut down your own. When
yeah,
we were a kid, we always went to one of those places where we'd have to cut down our own tree.
That
it
seems
was
more
awesome.
Fun. Yeah, until I can't cut
like
it.
A lot of work
and
bugs
stressful.
And stuff.
Bugs and stuff.
No,
stop
thank
it.
You.
I see all these videos of people on social media like, you got to hose down your tree. You got to wash all the bugs off before you bring it in your house. Shut up. It's just a tree. If there's
with
a little
bugs.
Bug in there, who cares if there's something living in your Christmas tree? Unless it's like a possum or something.
Okay.
You don't want that thing
gross.
Coming in your house.
All right, Graham, so you've taken someone on a first date to a fast food restaurant?
Only because on the old Doghouse show, they put me up to it. And I had to take a listener out on a Valentine's Day date, and we went to Carl's Jr. She was not impressed. She was so dressed up.
Are you serious?
I really classed it up. I got dressed up. I got her flowers, everything, the whole nine. And then I took her. We walked over to Carl's Jr. She was not amused.
Why did you pick Carl's Jr.? Or did they pick it for you?
It was sort of a pick. Just had to take her to a fast food restaurant.
Oh, no.
We had a lovely meal and very like budget conscious as well. It didn't cost me that much money.
Was she happy about it?
No, of course not. She did not like that.
She was in an LBD, I assume?
Probably. I think she was wearing red. I think it was like a Valentine's Day thing.
LRD?
Yeah.
Little red dress?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought everyone knew don't do this. Fast food, love it. Not for a first date, but men do this, Jess?
Yes. So apparently if you're looking for a budget-friendly option, these are the top three spots that men like to take women on a first date. Number one, Chick-fil-A. Are you guys here for this?
No. I
not
support
for
Chick-fil-A,
a date!
But- Seems
now,
like
if
a
you
great
had
first
to, though,
date spot.
If it had to be fast food, what would be at the top of your list then?
That's a good question, Selena. Ooh. Where would you, like, you're annoyed, but at least, like, oh, I love the food so much. At least I'm happy.
I think it'd have to be somewhere cute, like In-N-Out.
I agree with that.
I'm not mad at In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Number,
that'd be my pick.
Number two on the list, Dairy Queen.
Oh, cruise on down the DQ. A little day, share a blizzard.
Some ice cream,
no.
Yeah.
Is that what they have there? Are the blizzards there? Yeah,
yeah.
Blizzards.
Yeah, that's Dairy Queen.
Yeah, share a blizzard. Have you bought a blizzard recently?
No.
Things cost like $30 a piece. They're so expensive.
Really?
Like, not 30, I'm exaggerating, like shockingly expensive. I'm like, do you guys look around? There's no one in here. Do you want to stay in business?
Well, that's
maybe
why
they jack up the prices.
Well, maybe make these things affordable and people will start coming back in.
Wow, number three of the top spots that men like to take women on for a first date, Pizza Hut?
Okay, you get a little booth, have a little pizza.
I guess. I don't know. I was surprised by these, to be honest. I think there's much better places.
How about a round table for a first date? I haven't been inside a Pizza Hut in a long time.
I would prefer that.
Round table, you get a booth, play some arcade games.
Yeah.
Eat some
pizza. I don't like any of this. Didn't you say that Pizza Hut has some new...
You guys, have you seen that?
Thing.
It's Pizza Hut in China, but they've launched they call it the Goblin Pizza.
Huh?
And it has a full fried frog right there, smack on the top of it.
An entire frog?
The entire thing. It's like fried and it's laying there on top of the pizza. And then they use, I think they're either hard-boiled eggs and black olives to make it look like there's two big bullfrog eyes on top of the, just Google China Pizza Hut deep fried frog pizza and look at this thing. Would you guys take a bite of that?
No.
that's an actual living I'm looking frog at it that right was now. Killed. It's not,
well, so well, was yeah. it was an actual living cow that made that right. In-N-Out burger yeah, that you want to go to on a date. Somehow. No, it's not.
I don't like the looking at the frogs like butt cheeks and thighs spread out like that. It makes me feel weird.
He's in a compromising
yeah,
position.
Yeah, I don't
there.
Like that.
Have you guys, some people frog. Love frog legs as a delicacy.
I know. I do know it's a thing.
Have you ever tried that?
I have not. No. I don't think that I would.
Have you ever tried escargot?
No, no. And I never will.
We went to a family dinner the other night, and my brother-in-law ordered some of that, and his kids love it. I don't know if they fully understand what they're eating, because it comes just soaked in so much butter and garlic. I've had it before, but I don't need it again.
Have you guys tried caviar? That I would want to try. It yes, sounds fancy.
I've definitely had caviar. I would never try that. You've never tried caviar before?
Mm-mm. No.
Caviar, to me, it's one of those, like, it's a snobby thing that you're like, whatever the vessel is that delivers the caviar to your mouth, that part tastes better. They always put it with, like, whatever it's sprinkled on the top of, get rid of the caviar and just give me that thing.
Yeah.
That thing always tastes better than, what do gross. I need the caviar for?
I saw a video yesterday. Somebody made, like, some type of hot chocolate out of cow eyeballs.
Are you?
Like boiled the eyes, and it just looked like these meaty things. Ugh. Threw that in a blender with some other stuff, blended that up, then poured it into a mug, strained it so the chunks are out, and then added chocolate and all this. We're doing too much.
We've
run out of content to make on the internet, and we're making the grossest combinations of all time.
I know.
This is what's being recommended to you, yes. Selena? Wow.
My algorithm is weird. Don't ask.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, guys. Good morning. They actually have these ornaments that you can hang on your tree that makes your fake tree smell like a real tree, if that makes any sense. But yeah, I agree with Selena. Just go to Target and get one.
Thank you.
Where's your Christmas spirit?
Fake trees are
Where's
the way
your
to
Christmas
go.
Spirit? Bah, humbug.
Whatever. It works for my family. It's what just our that? Truth. It's just our truth.
What was what?
Oh my God.
What did you say?
Bah, humbug.
What is that?
It's WPS. That's what it is.
Are you being serious right now?
No, I'm not. Bah, humbug?
So yes, you are being serious.
No, oh yeah, I am being serious.
Ebenezer Scrooge?
Oh, no.
Christmas? Story? Christmas tale? What? Nothing?
We
can really?
Just move on.
Wow.
Are we moving on?
Well, I'm just shocked that you've never heard the expression bah humbug. It's
never
just somebody that's not
extremely
in the
boring.
It's not somebody that's not in the Christmas spirit. You know? Bah humbug.
Oh, okay.
Oh my goodness, you guys are so funny this morning. Graham, I would love to come over and sniff your size 13 tree.
Ew,
come on over.
So gross.
Take a sniff. There's nothing like a real one.
Ew,
a real, like, long,
God.
Big, girthy
hairy
one, too.
One. Ooh,
hairy, what kind of gross. Christmas tree are you getting? I get a real one. Come take a sniff.
That's disgusting.
Hottest, best, trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So why Liam Payne's friend was accused of abandonment. So you know how three people are being charged in connection with Liam Payne's death, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of those was a guy named Roger. Now, this is someone who Liam's dad trusted to watch over Liam. And Liam's dad made it very clear that Liam should not be left alone. Like, watch over him. We need to get him to rehab or whatever. So Roger went to Argentina with Liam. They stayed at different hotels. And here's a breakdown of Liam's final day. So Roger went over to Liam's hotel that morning where they ate breakfast and Liam was drinking whiskey. The maid went into his room while they were out eating. She said the room was trashed. So when Liam went back to the room after breakfast, she was still there trying to clean up. And she says that he was looking for something frantically and eventually found some type of powder. At 11:30 in the morning, two escorts show up. They were later interviewed.
At 11:30 in the morning?
In the morning.
Well, I guess day is night. Night is day when you're
I guess
doing
so.
That much stuff.
They were later interviewed and told police that, yes, they did engage in you-know-whats with Liam at this time. And Liam then asked them for more cocaine because he was out. And then he got upset when they asked for payment and he punched the TV 3 times.
Oh.
At 2 p.m., Liam told a hotel employee that he was going to need another 7 grams or so for that day because, again, he was out of his stuff. At around 3:40, Roger, the friend, shows up to the hotel. He paid the escorts. And then around 4 o'clock, Roger left the hotel. And he said that when he left, Liam was fine, showed no evidence of being under the influence. However, a staff member claims that at this time, no, Liam was visibly drunk. Pupils dilated. He was pretty messed up. And a short time later, he was breaking everything in his room. Like, that's how out of it that he was.
Yeah.
So the national prosecutors that are trying to charge Roger with abandonment were just told by a judge to ease back, bro, because it's out of their jurisdiction. They're saying that that has to be something from local prosecutors, which so far they have filed no charges. They filed nothing. So those federal prosecutors are trying to, like, have that overturned to be able to charge this guy with leaving Liam alone when he was clearly in danger of hurting himself.
That's that to me is such a tough one to try to pin charges on somebody for that, right?
Yeah, but if he knew that...
Some people have to make a judgment call, and then it's it's your word against theirs, and Liam's word is not there anymore. You know what I mean? Like, we're only getting one side of the story here.
Yeah, it's a tough one because I don't know if that's technically breaking any laws by, like, leaving somebody, but I guess was it poor judgment? Yeah. And then there's the fact that he lied about the state that Liam was in. Like, that tells me that you knew.
Well, so, you don't want that pinned on you, but, like, say you're in a hotel room and somebody is, like, out of their mind on stuff and they're screaming and breaking stuff and whatever, like, you're supposed to just, I gotta stay here. I gotta be in this room with you. Like, what if you're in, feel like you're in danger? You know, like, there.
Yeah, see, that's true. Yeah, well,
it seems like just the whole situation is tragic. The whole situation's a mess. And a lot of our listeners think, oh, there was a lot of this conspiracy stuff and shady stuff was happening and stuff. Like, I think the main takeaway from this is, like, don't do drugs, one, you know, but, like, the whole situation was just, it was just headed towards something bad happening.
Yeah.
When you're engaging in all this stuff and behavior, like, no good's coming out of this.
Right. So at this time, those charges are currently, like, not even valid, charging Roger with abandonment. But the other ones still stand, the person that supplied the drugs and then the hotel employee that got the drugs to Liam.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Josh, a.k.a. Sloth from San Jose. And just a quick comment on the Jess. How do you not know Bah Humbug? Does that mean our age is showing? Anyways, have a happy turkey day and no Bah Humbug. Wow, a Christmas carol, Christmas story. What? Anyways, have a good day.
I'm still shook by this.
I don't think it's that weird. I've never seen either of those. I've just heard
you've
the term.
You've never seen A Christmas Carol?
No.
And you've never seen Disney's rendition of it with Scrooge McDuck and A Christmas Carol? Mickey's Christmas Carol? Everybody has seen that.
I don't think I have.
I am, like, beyond shook right now.
But see, what year is this?
You guys love Disney.
Yeah. But also, like, growing up, there's so many things that I haven't seen because I grew up watching Spanish television. So I was watching, like, drama with, like, telenovelas.
Well, they probably said Bah Humbug. You know? Just said differently, but, like, it's still a thing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.